I think we just released a demon. That's all solid brass through and through, real pretty. It's got someone's initials on it. Maybe it was the dog's initials, and then they decided to set the dog free. This little thing we found, I was gonna plug it in to see if it worked, but it's got some sort of weird funky plug on it. I think it's a press for making something in the food business of some sort. Whatever that says right there. All right, and then down here, the money shot, baby. I went ahead and sorted this stuff out. I've got it soaking in vinegar, a little water. I don't have any baking soda. They say baking soda helps too. The last time I did this though, I put all the coins together, and what happened is the pennies started bleeding onto the silver coins. Kind of like you can see here where they're kind of brown. But I separated them out because we have some pennies and some silver coins. It looks like there's a lot of Indian rupees in here. Like that's 10 rupees, but there's also a lot of half quarters kind of going through them. The dates on them aren't that old though. I think I saw one that was 85, one that was 65, but I believe with the silver, it's gonna be all, it's gotta be pre-64. Yeah, that says 1971. So we've got some half dollars in here. There's some quarters. There's actually quite a few half dollars. Dimes, nickels, and some foreign money. A lot of Indian money, but there are a lot of half dollars in here. There's a 37 Buffalo nickel pressed into a, so that's got silver content, made into some jewelry. So there's nothing real super like crazy old looking in here. There's the bicentennial half dollar, but we'll clean those up, roll them up.